Well, of course, we continue to track the latest in terms of New World Screwworm and its incursion into the United States. Joining us right now to talk about things that producers need to be watching for, tips for treatment, prevention, et cetera, we're joined now by Senior Professional Services Veterinarian at Boehringer Ingelheim, Dr. Jody Wade. And Jody, welcome back to the show, sir. Hope all is well.
Jesse, thank you for having me back on. It's always an honor to be on. I appreciate you.
Well, I have to think you are fielding a lot of questions right now about New World Screwworm. And as I understand it, you are at the Florida Cattlemen's meeting here this week. So I'm sure you're probably getting some questions from folks there in person as well. Talk about what are you hearing from producers in terms of what they're thinking about with New World Screwworm right now?
You know, Jesse, producers are nervous about it. It's especially here in Florida, because the last time we had it here in the United States back in 2016 and 17, it was here in the Everglades in Florida. So they're very familiar with the disease, but there's a lot of concerns about when they may see it here again and what they need to be doing to try to prevent maybe the incursion of the fly back into this part of the country. So a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. Everybody's trying to figure out a game plan on how to be preventative about it, to try to do the best job they can of managing it once it gets here.
Well, let's talk about, first off, what are some signs to watch for? As I understand it, a lot of this deals with if there's open wounds on animals. That's kind of the ripe point that screwworm infestations could occur, if I'm kind of saying that right. I mean, talk about what are some things that producers need to be keeping a vigilant eye on right now?
Yes, sir. That's the thing. They need to be very vigilant. They need to be looking at cattle on a regular basis and looking for wounds. It's interesting, you know, we're kind of familiar with it because of our dealings with it in the past. And when you talk to some of the South American global parasitologists that deal with it on a regular basis, because they're in these endemic areas, they'll be the first to tell you, you know, umbilical cords on newborn calves, castration lesions, dehorning lesions, any type of open wound is something that's definitely a nidus for these screwworm invasions. And as long as they're cognizant and keeping close eyes on those things and making sure that they can treat them right away once they see that infection, or maybe even be preventative about it with some preventative treatments, that's a positive. One of the global parasitologists down in Brazil was telling me that during the wet season down there, because they are endemic, 100% of these newborn calves will become infected with the New World Screwworm. So it's something that we definitely need to be aware of, and something we need to be keep a very cognizant eye out about, making sure that we stay on top of it and catching it quickly.
Let's talk about, you know, obviously the treatment side of this. If we do see an incursion in our herd, what are some ways that we could treat this? What are you telling producers they need to think about if they see something, and obviously, to your point, want to get on it right away?
Right, and that's something we have got a lot of questions about, and I want to mention this before I do forget about it. There's some very good websites out there. The one that I kind of fall on a lot is called screwworm.gov, and they stay very, very current on some of the new breaks that we're seeing around the country, and they make very good recommendations about some of the prevention and treatment protocols. We have some phenomenal drugs available that we can use as far as prevention and as far as treatment as well. So we have the tools to combat it. It's just making sure that we stay aware of it, and once we start seeing some of those lesions, making sure that we treat them as quickly as possible. So the drugs are there. They're posted on that website. I have my own biases, but I'll try to be unbiased today, and we'll talk about this thing is live tissue, and that's the big difference between it and some of the other parasites that we deal with. It absolutely loves live tissue. So once it gets into these wounds, those wounds will continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So if we can preventively treat it, or treat it once we find that screwworm, then we're ahead of the game.
We're having a conversation with Dr. Jody Wade from Boehringer Ingelheim here today on Agriculture of America. Of course, with screwworm, there's so much focus in the southern part of the U.S., especially Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, where we've, you know, the areas close to or where we have seen the incursion. You mentioned, you know, a lot of questions in Florida. But thinking about this too, folks farther to the north in the U.S., this isn't something that you just want to go, well, I'm not paying attention for it. I'm not worried about it. It's a southern U.S. problem. You know, depending on movement here, we don't know what this is going to look like, but it's just a reminder that producers across the country need to be vigilant and be prepared as well, right?
You're right, Jesse. And that's our biggest incriminating deal, I guess, in the United States is in the cattle industry is the way we move cattle across the country. So it'd be very, very easy for animals that are infected with a screw worm to get on a truck and be in Kansas, you know, the next day. So it's very easy to move this through site to a different part of the country. The blessing is during the winter, those northern states, it'll get cool enough where the parasite will go away. But then when you talk about states like Florida and South Texas and those areas, the climate for the screw worm there is just absolutely perfect. So you will have it year round there if we don't control this thing right away as it comes back into the U.S.
Any other final thoughts, reminders you would have for producers from a veterinary perspective here as they're thinking about New World screw worm? I have to think, of course, just staying vigilant, working with your herd health veterinarian, things of that nature is crucial right now. Right, Jody?
Yes, sir, Jesse. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. That staying cognizant of it is going to be the biggest thing and making sure you keep a crucial eye on your animals, looking for those wounds and those invasions of those screw worms. The other thing that I think is very important, and we're getting that picture from the global parasitologists everywhere, is don't panic. You know, we've had it here before. It's very controllable. And when you talk to these guys that are dealing with it on a regular basis in the endemic areas, it's something that they deal with on a daily basis. So it's something that we can deal with. It's not going to be life-ending, and as long as we stay ahead of it, hopefully we can push this thing back out where we can actually just get it out of the country again. So that would be my message, is don't panic, stay vigilant, and if you do see it, please report it ASAP. Reporting this thing and making sure we keep a track on it is probably going to be the biggest issue so we can keep a fence around it and get it back out.
Good thoughts and perspective, Dr. Jody Wade with Boehringer Ingelheim. Thanks, as always, for joining us here on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Jesse, thank you, sir, for having us on.